teams at a point you guys are happy with, or do you want to do more?
Well, I mean, of course, you're always trying to get the 3 points. It's a hard place to play. Like, they're a good team. I mean, a point is, we didn't want to lose points. Obviously, a point is still good on the road for sure. I think that there was more for us in the game. We had some chances for sure. A lot of transitions where maybe we should have capitalized. But I mean, a point away here is still good. We just got to keep going game for game, and then we'll do the math after. Yeah, I mean, we know that we can play against anybody in the league and get a result. So I think that we just need to keep performing like we have been, and then just maybe squeezing 3 points here, 3 points there. But then again, a point from top of the table for the last couple of games is massive for us, away from Calgary and then here at York, Ottawa at home. So we just got to keep pushing the next couple of games.
Any other questions?
Congratulations. Just wanted to maybe ask you about your connection with Sean up top and that business that you started today as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Sean for a very long time, since youth days, and he's a good friend of mine, and I think we just need to connect. In the last 2 games, we've been connecting, so we got to keep doing that and helping the team. And I'm always happy to give him an assist, of course. So.
Rob.
Okay, so we've got you, and we've got Dante Campbell, Sean Hundo, and now added to the team, Demi Antonoglu, all old guys from TFC 2. And so when you're in Winnipeg together, or did you ever think this would happen, that you'd all play together, not here, but in, you know, the middle of the country, we'll say?
No, yeah, it's pretty crazy how things happen. Like, I was with Demi last year, and last minute we both signed as Valor, and we were both like, wow, this is funny, we're both here. And then Dante and Sean and Brampton boys, I always hang out in the off season too, like for training and stuff, and it was just like, it was really cool to have all of us back together again, a little bit of a reunion kind of thing.
Thanks.
Any other questions in the room for Jordan before we jump into Zoom?
Jordan, maybe one or two questions back in Winnipeg for you here.
Okay.
Josh, maybe you have one or two for Jordan.
Yeah, hey Jordan, how's it going, man?
Good, you?
Good, man. Just curious, I mean, a lot's been kind of made about, you know, what the team was, what Valor was early in the season compared to now. I'm just curious from your perspective, like a match like tonight, you guys, it seems like you're getting pressed a lot in the first half specifically, if we look at that, and then you guys are able to kind of scratch out a goal, it seems like. And then is that something that you feel like this club could have done early in the season, or is that just kind of a mark of how far you guys have kind of come as a team so far this season?
I think we've definitely developed as a team. We've figured out, we have like a plan and identity. I just feel like we've been kind of bought into how we want to play, and we've just been sticking to the plan. So I think, we get pressed or they drop back. At the end of the day, if we stick to the plan and find a way, we've been finding a way to score and get results, just like the goal today. It seems like we're under pressure, but we get combinations and then a goal. So I think we just need to keep pushing the way we have been, because it's been working, and just stick to the process.
Mm-hmm. Just last one for you. Just curious what you saw, like from your perspective, what you saw in the second half. Obviously felt like York even maybe turned it up another notch on you guys. And then you guys felt like almost in survival mode for a lot of the second half. But what are your thoughts on just kind of the way you guys came out in the second half there?
I wouldn't consider it survival mode. At the end of the day, we're defending in 2 blocks of 4 with 2 up top. It's definitely a tactical thing. In the second half, we're trying to control the opposition. You don't always control the opposition when you're on the ball. So I think we were just able to try and condense the space for them and then find a way out, maybe on a counter. And then when we get the ball, we play in combination. So I think, yeah, York, we're on the front foot for a bit, but I think we were able to control them and maybe minimize the spacing and try and minimize their chances.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. This is romantic. bit dark like that. Well
Can
done.
Gents, questions in the room first for Phil, and then we'll jump to the plan. Hey, Charlie, you want to get this off?
Sure. Phil, just kind of your overall thoughts on that one, because you got a valuable point on the road, but is it
No, I think that, again, we look at the point, we look at the type of games we've had recently, we look at the, you know, the fact that we played Monday, a very demanding game, we come here, travel, play again on Friday against a very good team, a team that did every time everything to try and break us. I felt that in the first half, we gave them momentum a little bit too early. We started the game well, and we started to drop off a bit too much, and felt that every time we were able to get on the ball and stay a little bit longer on the ball and move them, that the team was effective, and it almost felt like we were almost or near getting a ball in dangerous areas or behind or create a goal-scoring opportunity, but we didn't do it often enough. But this is a calendar. This is a calendar, and you know, you won't have perfect games all the time. There's going to be difficult moments, and the important thing is that the guys stay resilient and keep fighting and find ways to, even when things don't look to be going your way, that we protect the goal well, and that we try and get out of a place like this with points. So I think that's the positive thing. And now we could breathe a little bit and work, because we're in the hunt. We're, if I'm not mistaken, tonight 3 points behind the playoff line. So for us, it's about accumulating as much as we can game after game, and then do the math at the end. I think that the guys' mentality has been fantastic. I can't fault them. You know, it's just making sure that we replicate a bit more of the good moments that we've had tonight, because we can create and we could score. Thank you, Charlie.
Any other questions for Phil before we jump to Ron? Phil, he's had a couple of good moments on the counter tonight, especially well, obviously Jordan's assist to the shot on the goal there.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you can maybe talk us through some of those movements that you saw, and maybe why you hadn't seen as, you know, as many of them that you
did. No, it's hard to explain. Sometimes you know, you get too deep, and those transition moments are the player's already under stress. You have to beat the counter press of the opposition, and I think that, you know, our link up play in those moments are being able to play out of pressure with a bit more security to break the opposition and then get out in the counter is vital. Now, when you spend so much time defending like we did in especially in the second half, in about 20 or 25 minutes of the first half, you lose a little bit of clarity. The guys do a lot of running without the ball. I have to highlight the off the ball movement of York was very good tonight, and it caused us a lot of problems, and then our players lose a little bit of clarity and of quality in getting out of pressure and maybe utilizing the space a bit better to transition, but that's something that we have to keep growing in and keep working on. So I think that it's important to see the signs and bring it to the team so that we could grow during the week. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. Any other questions in the room? Jacob, did you help?
Antonoglu just tied the game get points. As noticed, Antonoglu is doing really well too.
Yeah.
I just want to know that what's your thoughts on Antonoglu's performance in the season?
Look, I don't like to speak about individual players in a post-match like this, but I'll be respectful and do it in the sense where Temi's our player, and we knew his qualities and his value when we signed him. And it starts with with his mentality. You know, it's easy for a guy that's been at the level that he's been and played came off a season where I think he had 12 matches in Major League, and now for him it's about coming in and having the right mentality and the right mindset. And I don't think that his quality or his what he brings to the game was ever at question. It was always how can he come into the CPL and make sure that he keeps the humility and the resilience, and even a little bit of how can I say, a bit knowing that it's not going to be an easy one, in order for him to progress a little bit more and more, and maybe one day be in a top league. So for him, it's about that. We think that he's making progress, and we're happy with him. Thank you.
Well, okay, not to mention anyone individually, but it just turns out there are four guys that come from Toronto FC.
You're sure? Not more? I feel that we're always speaking about Toronto when we're in Winnipeg.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are other local Toronto guys, but it's just like four of them.
Yeah.
Just, you know. And so it's just like, is there a mentality that you say, oh, he's from Toronto,
no,
or a good player?
No.
They just seem to...
We look at the player. We look at the player. We, you know, when we started looking at Sean Andal, he was actually in Miami. Dante was in LA.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you look at the player. So I think it's more of a coincidence. And I think that when you're in the process of recruitment, guys like familiarity, and there's always a comfort to saying, yeah, let me go to Valor because I know that I'll fit in there. I get the feedback from my teammates, and I think it's just coincidence. There's a moment, let me confess, that I turned to the bench today and I said, I hate it, man. The guys come here and play and they want to impress their families and friends, and it looks like it doesn't work the same way. But yeah, I know that it's important for them. And again, it's good for them to be here. They live far from their families for about 8 months in the year. And, you know, it's important for them to have that support, so it's something that I respect.
We just might have one or two questions in Winnipeg for you here.
Yes, Josh.
Josh, over to you. You've been waiting patiently.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
I'm good, Josh. I'm happy to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise. I know you kind of touched on it a little already, but I just wanted to ask you, you know, obviously we talked about you're on the wrong end of some misfortune earlier in the week. That's done, that's over with, but do you feel like you were a bit fortunate to maybe scratch out the point tonight? Kind of feel like that fortune kind of returned in your favor?
Look, I think that we're talking about two very different things today. Was very different. It's when you say fortune, you have to look at the game, and I have to look at, okay, yes, there was a territorial dominance from York, but, you know, you still have to credit the team for being able to contain them into those wide areas and defend the box the way we did. And I always try to look at what worked for us, and work on what didn't work for us. So I think that today, fortune, no. We did what we had to do when we were caught in those positions that were a bit lower and deeper. And I actually think that if there was a little bit of fortune to go our side, it's if Diogo had scored that last action of the game. Apart from that, it's football actions. You won't dominate every moment. You have to deal with the moments that you don't dominate. And if you do that, you've also done your job. Now, how can we take a step forward as a team and come to places where we're able to keep the game tight and still find ways to shift the momentum into our side and win the 3 points? It's all progress, Josh. It's all things that we look at out during the week. And I'm fortunate enough to work with people that are very attentive to the details and want the team to grow, and with a group of players that I really learned to love and care for them, and And if I want us to cross that line, it's for them, because I really think that they deserve it. So, yeah, that's what I have to tell you.
Right. And I just was also curious, last one for you. I know that, again, you don't like to talk about individuals, but just on the other side, was curious, did you have any thoughts on that, the young kid over there in York?
He's a handful. He's a quality player. He's going to be good. I think that it's with games, and I remember him coming home, coming to Winnipeg in the game that we won, 1-0, if I'm not mistaken, and he changed the game for them, and he's a good player. I think that it's one that needs to be nurtured, and as everything, and again, I don't work with him on a daily basis, but from far, I think these are the type of players that will excite a lot of people. But again, you have to know context, and you have to understand where he's in and how they're working with him, and what's the plan for him, and that I can't really say, because I don't work on a daily basis with him.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, Coach. I appreciate you taking out some time here. We'll see you when you get back.
It's my job, Josh. Thank you.
I know.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Good night.
Recording stopped.
Have a good one.
Back soon, guys.